Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, friends, and welcome. Today's topic is about finding clients. So first off, this is more tips on finding clients than actual steps to getting clients. And why I'm doing it this way is because there's foundational work that needs to be done before you start setting out looking for clients. And this is a series of tips that really is going to make a difference in your long-term success. So you have to decide, are you in it for the short or the long haul? There's no wrong answer. Success is user-defined, which means you define that. I want a long-term successful business because I don't ever want to be somebody's employee again. And so it's very important that whenever you're starting any type of business, whether it's a VA business or a coaching business, that you have foundational systems. And I did a podcast a few weeks back on the key business systems that you need in any online business. And if you haven't given that a listen, I do recommend that you do so, because this ties in very well with that. So this is five tips to find clients for your VA business. And we're focusing here on the foundational stuff you need to do before you start looking for clients, if you want long-term success, because remember, this is your livelihood. First off, too many people, including myself, make the mistake of putting sales before marketing. A lot of people, including myself, believe that sales and marketing were the same thing. They are not the same thing. If you've ever worked in a large business or corporation, you'll notice that they have a sales department and a marketing department. Now, they may be under the same umbrella, but people in each department do different things. So marketing is first. What is marketing? Marketing is awareness, making people aware that you exist, what services you offer, and how you can help them. Once they know you exist and how you can help them and you start a conversation, then it flips to the sales side of things. Too many VAs, and again, VAs aren't the only ones that do this, start with a post on social media when they open their business. Hey, I launched my business. Hire me. I'm a VA. Here's what I do. That's sales. You want to flip it, and you want to do awareness-based things first, because this is a relationship-based business. You don't want any client. You want specific clients that are going to be good fits for you. And so this is where marketing is really key, because what happens with great marketing, which you can learn how to do, I don't have a college degree. I didn't have a marketing degree. I'm an IT person, right? I never did marketing in my life, but I learned what I needed to do, and you can too. And it's not difficult when you really understand that you need to step up and be yourself. Because what happens when you are yourself in marketing, and I know people say authentic marketing, you know, you can put whatever tag you want on it, but just be yourself and share how you help your clients. And what happens is when you start doing marketing that way, is you attract the people that are great fits and you repel the ones that aren't. Which is what it's all about, because this isn't a job. This is your business. You should be happy. Don't work with clients that don't make you happy. You want to attract those that do, because not everybody is your client, right? So at the heart of everything, a business is a system, and there is an entire arm of your business for marketing. There's an entire arm of your business for sales. Those are two of the key business systems that you need to have in any business, whether you're a VA business, like I said, or a coaching business. So first off is don't make the mistake like I did of starting with sales. You want to start with marketing. Marketing is awareness that leads to sales, right? When you open your VA business, a lot of people just open it and wait for people to show up, but you don't get foot traffic because you don't have a brick and mortar business. You get web traffic. How do you get web traffic? Well, it depends. You should have at least a one-page website of some sort, because that shows people that you are a professional and that you are not just doing this on the side. And there's nothing wrong with doing it on the side, but there are more scammers that do it as a side hustle than those that are professional business owners. So you want to make sure that you have some place that clients or potential clients can land, which could be just a simple one-page website. Because again, it is all about
awareness. That's the first thing that you need to do. So awareness is first, and then sharing is second. So if you don't like the word selling, think of sharing, because that's really what marketing is. It's really to make people aware you exist and how you can help them. So first off, you want to figure out who are your dream or ideal clients. Now, I know the easy thing for a lot of people is to say small business owners or entrepreneurs, but that is way too broad. You're never going to get heard in the feeding frenzy that's out there, okay? Because there's lots of people looking for clients. And if you want to stand alone and stand out, you're going to have to change the way you approach finding clients by putting these solid systems in place. So first off, who are they? Who do you want to work with? It's your business, your choice, my motto. You can work with anybody that you want to, but you have to focus in order to be heard. So think to yourself, and if you want to play along here, grab a piece of paper and answer these questions, because this is really going to help you. But who do you want to help or work with? Maybe there's a specific industry or profession that you're drawn to. Maybe you're passionate about a specific industry or profession. Here's the thing. Who they are, they need to belong to a specific profession or industry. Not a small business owner, not an entrepreneur. You have to focus it down even more. So the travel industry, the coaching industry, the finance industry, and you can even go further down. The more focused you are, the more clients you're going to get, because you can stand in front of a smaller audience and be heard, right? The coaching industry is huge. May have a harder time to be heard, but if you really start narrowing it down to women financial coaches that just help other women, you can get that focused, and that will really make a difference in your long-term success. Now, when you're starting out, you don't have to be that hyper-focused. Just pick an industry or profession that you are drawn to, okay? Now, once you figure out the industry or profession, find out where they are, right? So who are they? And where do they hang out online and offline? So this is where you want to do your research. This is what Google's for, and LinkedIn and Facebook and even Pinterest or YouTube. Use the search features to find your industry. Find them in mass, which means in groups. Find them in groups, not only online, but also offline. Go to local networking groups like BNI. Use meetups. Find them. Entrepreneurial groups that are networking groups are a great place. Even though they're entrepreneurial, you can still find your clients hidden in there. Besides, you never know where referrals are going to come from. So where are they? Take the challenge and go find them in mass, in groups. Everybody has a problem that they need solved. Your services can solve that. It's your job as a business owner to tell people how you can help them. So when you find them, right? So you know who they are, then you find them, then you need to figure out what problems you solve for them, right? Do they have a specific problem? For instance, if you offer WordPress services, a lot of people are technophobes and they don't even know what to do with a WordPress website. They know they need a website, or maybe they got a website, but they've never touched it in 2 years. So what problem would you solve for someone like that? You could say, well, I help business coaches keep their WordPress website safe and secure. Maybe you manage it every month. So you have to look at what you offer. So maybe make a list of the things that you offer now, or things you're thinking of offering. And then how do people need your help? What problems do you solve? Yeah, more time and more money. Everybody says that. You need to be more creative than that. But what problem does your expertise solve? What keeps your ideal clients up at night? So what keeps the business coaching industry up all night when it comes to social media? Ask that question. If you don't know, start an FAQ notebook. Okay, an FAQ notebook can be a physical notebook, it can be just something online, but it's basically where you keep notes of people asking questions about the services that you offer. Right? And so number four would be, how do you solve their problems? So again, if I'm a WordPress person and I see people asking about, you know, updating their theme, I can chime in and say, well, you know, I can help you. I can train you on that. We can do consulting on that. Let them know how you can help them, right? Be of value first before you go to sell. Marketing is first, sales is second. So how do you solve their problems? First, you got to figure out who they are, where they are, and what problems they have, around your expertise. So if you offer a ton of different things, maybe it's time to specialize, because it's very hard to have a long-term successful business that makes great money if you're a generalist or a jack and jill of all trades. So maybe look at specializing. Right. And then the last thing is most important is, how do you make people aware of you? Sure, you can join groups and you can answer questions, but you need to create some type of content. So content marketing is the key for long-term success as any online business owner. What do I mean by content marketing? Blogging, podcasting, like I'm doing here, YouTube videos or channels. You could do a Pinterest board. How are you actually putting out content that shows people that you know what you're talking about? It's one thing to say it, it's another thing to prove it. This is what I mean by providing value. Create a blog post that solves a key problem for your clients. Create a lead magnet, like a checklist or something like that. So content marketing is what I'm talking about here. Once you figure out the who and the what and the where, then you want to create content that shows people you know what you're doing. You can walk the walk and talk the talk, because that is so, so important. So those five things that you really need to focus on before you start fishing for clients is: who are they? Where do they hang out? How can you solve their problems, right? And how are you making them aware of you? And that I actually combined two of those together. So, you know, what problems do they have? And then how do you solve them with your expertise? That right there, if you can answer what problems do they have and how do they solve them, that will give you what you need to start creating content, because that's what you need to tell people. Look, I'm a WordPress person. Let me explain to you what themes are and how they work. And the people go, wow, she really does know WordPress. Okay. That's what you need to do. Before you can start looking for clients, you need to understand these key things. And this stuff can change over time as your business grows and your list of services changes. You might want to revisit this, but this is the key foundation of a long-term successful business. So I hope you enjoyed this. I'd love to hear if you took on any of my challenges. Feel free to leave a comment, and I'd love to know. And if you know anybody who would find value from this podcast, feel free to share it with them. And I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.